First off, I just want to say Happy Mario Day, or Happy Super Mario Day, because Sam Mario, you could literally translate to anything. But March 10th, MAR10, it looks like Mario, for those who don't get it. But yeah, it's been a rough week. Let's just go ahead and get this out the way. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, has passed away. And if you are a fan of anime, then this dude was basically, if you were a fan of anime from like the early 2000s, if not maybe the 90s, this dude was basically like the creator of the thing that got you probably still into anime today. So just losing more and more of our heroes, man. It's really like taken into consideration. It really makes me realize exactly how old I am for just being able to like mourn people. It's just like there's just the thing about death that I that it's very easy to kind of just sort of ignore is that it almost it seems to almost happen to people that you just never like you'll never think that some people will die or are capable of dying or will die, and they just do, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I say, to me, like I say, I don't like I don't I was initially going to say something like I try my best not to focus on celebrity deaths. I was going to say that phrase, and then I realized Akira Toriyama wasn't really a celebrity. You knew more about his work than him. You know what I mean? So is it really just sort of takes into consideration is that like he was a cool guy. And it's like man, I don't want to think about it too much because like I said, I don't To put this in perspective, I didn't know the man. So, like I can't, I feel like it doesn't do anything for me to give the man any kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It doesn't feel right for me to eulogize him because I don't know him. We've never met, we never had a conversation. But, I was a fan of his work. I did like what he did. I did like what he made. And, it did kind of stress me out. That I haven't really like actually sat down and paid attention to any Dragon Ball stuff in a while because I never really like actually like I haven't had the time to just sit down and read a manga in a while. But it's just a sheer fact that it's like this dude motivated an entire community to just sort of get together and just like for some people, Dragon Ball Z was the thing that motivated them to start working out and start getting into martial arts. For others, it was the power of screaming. The power of tensing your body up and screaming. And for others, and the people that I don't like, for the people that I don't like, it basically got them together and just decided that they were just gonna scream at each other about who could beat Goku or not. And I started up a bit of a tiny controversy on Facebook. It's not big, it's not massive. But there was basically like I don't like the conversations about, who could win in a fight between dot 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 and dot dot dot. I don't like that because I feel like it takes it, you I feel like and I've said this before, I feel like it turns what's what I'm looking for? It turns fiction into a sport. And I am not okay with that. Like, don't turn it into a sport. Don't turn it into something that somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. Because the moment that you do that, you take away from the actual plot. Yeah, you take away from the actual story. You take away from the thing that made the story a story in the first place. And it's, like, there's much more important things to focus on than who would win in a fight. Like I'm not gonna ever read a story. Like you don't watch a fight. You don't watch a fight because you care more about the fight. You want somebody to win. You care about who wins the fight, right? You care about what happens at the end of the fight. You don't care about the actual fight itself, though. And the thing that stresses me out is that, like, is like people care more about the fight than they do about the people care more about the fight scene and the chase scene and the boobs and the and everything else than they do about the actual story, about the actual plot. And I got upset about that, and I when Akira Toriyama died, I basically said, I feel bad saying it now because of how hurtful it may have come across to people who actually were genuinely sad about what happened. But I basically said something to the effect of, you know, rest in peace to Akira Toriyama, legendary, you know, manga creator. Akira Toriyama has passed. Cue in all the fake fans who have been saying that his series has been terrible for years to basically, you know, mourn him now. To, you know, like I said, here's the thing. I feel bad saying it right now because I feel bad like repeating it, but I don't feel bad for saying it initially. And the reason why I don't feel bad for saying it initially is because I've encountered these people enough times to understand. I've encountered these people enough times to genuinely understand that they did not like Dragon Ball. Like they completely turned against Dragon Ball Z once they started like believing that Goku could just literally lose a fight against anybody. You know, they didn't care. Like I said, they didn't care about, you know, Sun Wukong. They didn't care about space. They didn't care about kinetic energy. They didn't care about the story, the plot. They didn't care about any of that stuff. All they cared about was the idea that Goku could beat somebody else in a fist fight. And they basically devoted an entire culture of fandom dedicated to that. And I hated that. Because I always felt like there was so much more important things to talk about when it came to that. Like, you can talk about, like, I'm not saying don't talk about fights, but I'm just saying, can you talk about fights and something else? I remember a long time ago, I actually made a post in a Facebook group in regards to Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, you know, if the scouter was real, what else would it measure besides, you know, what else would it measure besides a person's power level, right? That was the question. And so many people said the size of your manhood. That it became lost on me, like, why that would be the first thing that people, you know, like, why people will, like, you know, kind of just believe that that's the only, like, it really kind of annoyed me because it's like, for some people, that's the best joke that they could come across. And I'm just like, no, this is not the, like, guys, there's so much more. I hate jokes now. I also hate jokes. And I say this as a guy who every so often kind of makes jokes or kind of just sort of like, you know, like kind of makes jokes just to kind of, you know, sort of lighten the mood. But I can easily say that because some people's jokes are just like, some people's jokes is like, oh yeah, it was the scouter measure. Oh, the size of his, it was like, stop. Like, what about that is supposed to be funny? Is a male genitalia funny? Why is a male genitalia funny to another man? I'm not gonna look at a male genitalia and be like, like, why? I'm overthinking it, I know, but it's like, I wish that people did, honestly. Like, once I started realizing the context once I started realizing that context was a thing, stuff just stopped being funny. Stuff just stopped being funny to me. There's a picture. There's a video of a monkey slamming a small animal to the ground. And knowing what I know about monkeys, and knowing what I know about, like, you know, primates and monkeys in general, and knowing that that animal, that small animal that they were, that it was clubbing to the ground like that, was probably a baby monkey, made that video like less funny to me. But I can assure you that there's somebody out there who saw that video of that monkey clubbing they saw a small animal getting clubbed to the ground and is like, man, that thing's getting destroyed, bro. So I'm saying stuff just stops being funny to me, man. And these are the people who, in my opinion, they want to talk about, you know, they want to talk about anime. They want to talk about, you know, fiction. They want to talk about this stuff. And it's like, what are you going to talk about? Manhood sizes and something getting beaten up? It's just very frustrating. And I just don't like the idea that, you know, it just sort of feels like there's a bit of a, it ultimately just feels like there's a bit of a, of just like an infiltration of stupidity in our community. And I'm over it. I'm over the idea of trying to make it seem like, I'm over the idea of pushing this narrative that these people are also smart too. I'm over the narrative of like letting these people, it's like I said, like I don't like to be a gatekeeper. I don't like the idea of gatekeeping myself. I really don't. But it's stressing me out that there's like what is, it's just like, the question is, what are these guys doing in our club? That's ultimately my question. It's like, there's guys out there that think that what's funny is what's relevant. There's guys out there that 100% believe, like, there's a baseball video game right now. There's a baseball video game out there right now. And the baseball video game, there's an option to play as a woman in the game. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but the alpha male wannabes are punching the air and pulling their hair right now. Because of it, like they're just completely incapable of believing that a woman can play baseball, or that a woman can play baseball. These guys are in our community right now. You know what I'm saying? These are the guys who are in our community right now, and I can bet anything that they're in the community because they think all the nerd community is a bunch of people screaming about who Goku can beat in a fight. There's people out there in the community right now who think that, oh, Goku can, they can give you a thesis paper as to why Goku can beat Superman in a fist fight. But these are the same people who can also like give you the same level of expert, the same claims of expertise and knowledge over why a woman can't play baseball. Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say here? And the problem is that there's too many people trying to ignore this. There's too many people trying to make this seem like this isn't happening, or that this is just like, this is just something that should just like sort of be overlooked or shrugged off as, you know, oh, that's just a simple debate. That's just a simple debate between people who are just, that's just a debate between people who are just trying to, what's what I'm looking for? There's just, you know, like, you know, that's just like, that's just what fandoms do, man. And I'm just like, no, that's not what fandoms do. Let's just, it's like, if that's what fandoms do, then can we stop calling them nerds, please? Nerds are smart people. You cannot seriously sit here and tell me that like, women can't play baseball and try to convince me that that's a smart thing to say. Like, come on. Like, what am I supposed to do with this type of information? You're not helping me out here. And the sad part is that, like, somebody got, like I said, there's people out there who I genuinely enjoy who are looking at me right now, say this stuff, that are probably looking at me say this stuff, because I'm very vocal about it, like, outside of this podcast. And, you know, like, the idea is ultimately that the nerd community is one that accepts everyone. The idea is that, like, the nerd community is one that accepts everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we know what it's like to be outcasted, so we accept anybody who is outcasted. And the problem is that, like, you know, it sort of gives off this sort of thin veil of tolerance, because you're willing to just sort of overlook somebody's atrocities, you know what I'm saying? And just say, you know, maybe they're, like, everybody deserves a second chance. Everybody is at least somewhat good, right? And my whole thing is that, like, I'm willing to believe that, but I'm not willing to be naive because of it. Because there's some people out there that are terrible and will use every trick that they can to make it seem like they're not. I will never say that I'm a good person. I would never say that I'm a nice person. I would never, like, I don't, like, I don't, I would never, I would say I'm a nice person, probably ironically, I'll say that. But I don't like saying I'm a good person. I don't like saying I'm a nice person. I like saying that I'm okay. Because you can be absolutely terrible and be okay. You know what I mean? Like, you can be, like, that's like, there's food out there that is, like, probably not everybody's favorite food, but at least for you, it's all right. You know, it's food. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I know that I'm not going to be everybody's favorite person. I know that I'm going to probably do things that people are genuinely going to be upset about. I know that. But the thing that stresses me out is that, like, if I can upset you and get you so frustrated with me that you're willing to completely cut and sever ties with me for anything, then what makes these people so different? Like, I know that I can get people upset. I know that I can get people frustrated just based off of the stuff that I, just based off my own belief system, based off of things that I say. Like, I don't believe that bigots can be nerds. I don't like a lot of things that people find funny. I don't understand, you know, I don't like a lot of stuff that people find funny. Some people are just, I'm aware of how paranoid and how, like, off-putting and how much of a buzzkill I sound, but I'm willing to be I'm completely fine with being a buzzkill as long as I don't have to. I'm completely fine with being a buzzkill, because I'd rather be a buzzkill than be like somebody who just completely ignores somebody's overall just bad traits just because, you know, oh, it's funnier to, you know, it's funnier to ignore it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not okay with that. So I just would never want to do that. So my whole thing is that, like, I'm willing to come across as a paranoid jerk who, you know, think that all my friends are out to get me, then not think that and end up getting got by somebody who I thought was my friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, to me, it's never just a joke. And I'm aware of how people, there's some people out there who just want to laugh, who looks at me and goes, you need to learn how to laugh at jokes, to which I say, I'd rather not, you know, because it's almost never just a joke. You hear somebody say the same joke three times, either they believe it or they want you to believe it. Also, every joke is kind of bigoted nowadays. Like, what the heck, man? And like, I like puns, you know what I mean? I like jokes that are like, that make me think. I like jokes that are like, I like jokes that are annoyingly, stupidly deep, because I like deep things. I like deep thoughts. For example, there was a on the episode, like in the movie The Lion King, when the hyenas are getting ready to eat. When the hyenas are getting ready to eat Simba and Nala, they start making jokes about, I guess we'll just eat whatever's lying around. You know what I mean? Another one of my favorites is when one of them says something to the effect of, make mine a cub sandwich. You know what I'm saying? That was funny to me, and I that was funny to me, man. Because, and it's not because of the pun, it's because hyenas laugh. That was one of the few, like, to put this in perspective, they don't laugh. They I don't really think they do that much laughing in the series. They don't do I'm not in the series, in the movie. I don't think they do that much laughing in the movie. At least not from like actual laughter. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole idea is that they sound like that. Because like the whole idea is that like hyenas sound like they're laughing, but it's like so it's like to hear a hyena laugh at a joke, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And also it also is kind of like very telling because like they're the bad guys, or rather they're working for the bad guy, and they're basically like saying we're gonna eat you and then we're gonna laugh about it. As bad guys do. Bad guys do terrible things and then laugh afterwards. There's a whole reason why there is an evil laugh in the first place. It just like that's just some think that's some stuff like that's some deep stuff right there, man. And yet there's people out there who call themselves nerds who just love saying it's not that deep. Like, get out of my face, bro. And I'm just like, get out of my face, man. I'm not trying to be around people who call themselves nerds but don't want to think deep, who don't want to be deep, who don't want to have deeper conversations than who can win in a fight between dot 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 and dot dot dot. I bet he can't beat Goku though. I hope that I hope that that gets put away. I hope that that stops. Because it's been because Goku was more than just a dude who fights. Goku was an alien from outer space that was sent to actually destroy the planet and just didn't. That was sent to destroy the planet and didn't. Accidentally killed his grandfather and became accidentally killed his grandfather as an infant species or whatever the heck he is. And then decided to actually save the world and help people in spite of his savage nature, in spite of what he was and what he is. Dragon Ball Z was basically a deep dive into was ultimately a deep dive into Goku's culture. Goku could have easily had a us and Goku could have easily like had a phase where he just completely embraced who he was as a Saiyan and just said, you know what? I'm gonna destroy the planet like I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't. Instead, he challenged the narrative. He challenged what he was supposed to be. But people instead just want to say, nope, he just fought people. Akira Toriyama was a spectacular storyteller. And there are people out there that would never care about the story because they're too busy trying to figure out how to make Goku lose another fight in another stupid versus battle. And then make it seem like I'm the idiot for overthinking something as simple as him just wanting to fight people. I'm still going to say rest in peace to Akira Toriyama. But I will never pull back on fans who basically use his character to motivate an entire culture of fandom to dumb down what being a nerd is. And if that makes me a bad person, I'm cool with it. I understand where I am. I understand where I sit at the totem pole of what it means to be a nerd. But at the very least, in my pocket universe of what it means to be a nerd, these cats are not it. These cats are fakes. And I'm not trying to interact with fakes. I'm gonna go ahead and end it here. Y'all be easy. Love and peace.